Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. We have here. Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Welcome.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, guys.
Now, for the next 30 minutes, just going to take the batteries out the remote. No need to go nowhere. We got the celebrity news game on lock. Got to say what's up to our peoples in L.A. Heidi and Frank, how y'all doing?
What's up, Atlanta?
What's up?
We miss you.
Days later, Frank is still celebrating.
Yes, right. I'm trying. Yeah. Still.
I haven't watched it since the beginning.
Hey, man, hey, don't party till the shirt falls apart, right?
Yeah, he will. He will.
All right, later in the show, we got a Dish Nation exclusive. Which famous friend did Bieber turn to advice before proposing to Hailey Baldwin? We got that. Plus, our very famous friend T.I. gave his wife an amazing birthday present, and you got to see it. It definitely wasn't tiny. First up, forever First Lady Michelle Obama is living her best life. Now, she had the ultimate mother and daughter day out there in France, and guess where they went?
Where?
They went to go see Beyonce and Jay-Z's On the Run 2 concert.
What?
Oh, nice.
Of course. You know, that was the reason for going in the first place.
Fans spotted Michelle and daughter Sasha in the stands rocking out to all the Jay-Z and Beyonce hits. And then Michelle got up close and personal when she moved to the front of the stage and even got like a little few little bops in with her girl.
Okay.
None other than the one, the only Tina Knowles, you know, Beyonce's mom.
That's so funny. I'm sure Sasha was like, she kind of looked at her mom and was like, you gonna leave me? Her mom was like, bye, girl. Going down to the front.
Slow this, baby.
Baby, I love what Michelle have on. The first thing I noticed was these hot pants, honey.
Yes.
Y'all see these little short?
Oh, yeah, she's definitely came to play.
She's got on the cookout uniform.
Yeah, even to the
something flowing and let them legs out.
Why would you wear that to a grill out when it's going to be barbecue sauce and ketchup and messy?
Because you let other people make your plate.
And you don't eat like you would normally eat. You know how to cook out.
Yeah, you got to like arch back.
And honestly, Heidi, this is the late auntie. She already know by the time she get there, the ribs are gone. Well, y'all, another rap beef has sparked up between two unlikely rappers.
Who this time?
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord, and the clapbacks are dirty, and neither one of them is backing down, y'all. Oh. It's going down, too, on the gram. Rapper Azealia Banks has called out Nick Cannon and the whole cast of Wildin' Out. She claimed that during a recent appearance that they verbally attacked her, calling her ugly and talking about her complexion during a segment on the show, and she let it be known she was not happy about it.
Okay.
Quote, she said, I show up and some guy who's darker than me starts calling me ugly and being colorist. Then all of a sudden, a choir of most disgustingly basic, local, cattle call, urban, pseudo-comedic, fat because you sit in a chair all day, greasy soul food induced south of the Mason-Dixon, ward of the state clowns. I've never felt so much hate and rage for anyone else that I did in that moment.
She said ward of the state clowns.
Damn. She did. She had some very choice words.
That's a T.I. reading.
Did she say some of this on the show? Because if so, it's epic.
That would have been an appropriate clapback.
That would have been dope.
Well,
yeah.
It is, but here's the thing. That's epic in person. If she can rattle that off real
right.
quick. But on the Instagram, be like, and let's see.
Edit.
Ward of the state. No. Okay, go back.
Edit. Right. Then Azealia really hit below the belt. If I were to make fun of Nick Cannon for having lupus and being weak and sickly, if I made a joke that said he would be dead by the end of the year, then Azealia Banks is the bad guy, right?
Yes,
the villain, like the biggest villain ever.
That is horrible to say.
You're the devil.
Yeah,
you know? You can go after people and you can go hard and you can go dirty, but I think there are things that are off limits. And if somebody has kidney issues or lupus, you leave that one alone.
Has she never seen this show? Like, the show has been doing the same thing.
This is season 12, Mike.
Right. I mean, they did.
Now, before Kim Kardashian settled down into domestic bliss with Kanye West, she dated a lot of famous men. But who was her first love? Was it Nick Cannon? Was it Reggie Bush? Was it Ray J?
Ray J said he
hit it first. Go back further.
Go back even further, yes. The Kardashians' former nanny is telling all. And she says, when Kim was just a PYT, she dated the king of pop, Michael Jackson's nephew, T.J. Jackson.
I thought you were saying Michael Jackson.
Yeah. No. It's Michael Jackson's nephew, T.J. Jackson, which is Tito's son. So Tito finally did something.
My God, they are so adorable together.
Y'all knew this. Was he in the group 3T?
Yes.
So has Kim ever dated a broke, regular guy?
No.
Chris Humphries? And I don't think he was necessarily broke, but he was definitely regular.
He was so regular.
He was like a regular, like your cousin.
Personality, you know? Flatline.
Yeah, he was horrible.
He was indigent regular. Compared to the others.
Yeah.
Does anybody here on the show remember their first love?
Oh, wait a second. Yeah. What are you counting? First love, first time, or just first, like, puppy love butterflies? What
I'm a virgin, Heidi.
Me too.
Says the mother of two.
Right.
All right. Well, you know what? We don't talk about politics too much here on Dish Nation, but Donald Trump recently did something, what a moment, that we absolutely have to talk about, and we're going to do that in a little bit. And we're going to say bye for now, Atlanta.
Take it easy, y'all.
See y'all.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
All right, so moving on. Just when we thought we've heard it all, guess who's at the epicenter of Justin Bieber's whole quest for love?
Who? Jesus?
William Smith. That's Will Smith if you're nasty.
Prince?
Yes, that one. So we found out exclusively through our Dish Nation resources that the actor's been giving Justin Bieber advice on how to go from Fresh Prince to Pop King.
So he's really... Okay, y'all remember that movie Will played in? He was like the love coach?
Hitch.
A Hitch! So he's really the real-life Hitch?
Pretty much. I mean, and then when you look at Will Smith, like how young he was when he came into the game, how many times have you seen him, like, on The Inquirer or Bossip, like, wilding out doing something crazy?
No, nowhere, because he got married quick, okay, and shut it on down.
A business associate of Smith revealed the young star has been receiving counsel from the actor over the last few years, and he's helped him through his breakup with his ex, Selena Gomez, to popping big question to Haley Baldwin.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, grown folk things. That's right. All that dating
counselor
around.
Counselor Will.
Yeah. Sometimes you get to dating around here and there, and that's how all these stories get kept up. Yeah. He got married to Jada. They had a very private life for many years. They're doing a lot of talking now, but they were very private, and that's why we never heard about them.
You got to keep it private as long as and much as you can, because the more you put out, the more people going to have something to say, and the more it's going to risk your relationship. Or somebody being insecure. They said this or they said that. And you believe in this. Don't nobody got time for that.
Remember they were in the press because they said that him and Jada were about to get a divorce?
Yes.
But see, they're a married couple. So if both of them stay quiet and both of them look happy when you see them in the picture.
Amen.
Ain't no trouble in paradise.
Exactly. So say what you want. That's
right. That's right. We good over here in the Smith household. T.I. has made headlines again, child.
Oh, Lord. What
happened?
But
it's not for what y'all think. He's actually doing something really sweet. It was Tiny's 43rd birthday this past weekend, and the rapper gifted his wife a new convertible loaded with shopping bags in the back from Louis Vuitton, honey.
Yes!
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, there's some stuff in the back, too, whenever you get time to look at it.
That's so sweet!
So cute. Oh, my gosh. Every girl's dream.
And he's so, like, nonchalant, cool with it. Like,
right.
Talk about how good Tiny looks for 43.
She does.
Oh, yeah. She looks good.
She looks bomb for 43.
She know how to keep it tight, honey. If your head's straight, if you straight, you coming right back.
It's such a roller coaster that they take us on as a couple because you don't know if they breaking up, are they getting the divorce, are they together, are they separate, like, what the hell's going on?
And, you know, again, this goes back to a married couple. We just had that video of him slapping that girl on the butt. We never knew exactly what was going on with that. She didn't fully comment directly to it. He didn't directly comment to it. It's gone. And now you got a car, and they good again.
Well, Tiny, what you fail to understand that there was a gnat on her booty, and I was just trying to do my part as an indigenous man. And just
indigenous man.
You know, it's like, there's always a logical answer with T.I.
I literally feel like I would never win an argument with that man.
At all. I'd be like, you win, bro.
Right?
Well, up next, we're going to find out whose feet has been receiving extra attention. You ain't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, fans everywhere are always excited to see their favorite celebrity's newborn baby. And recently, Khloe Kardashian posted a photo of the real True Thompson for the first time, as fans were curious to see what she looked like without a filter.
Why were they so curious? I don't know. Filters change that much in a baby's face.
And you already know she's a beautiful baby underneath that little
filters
stuff.
Filters can enhance things. It can kind of like make the eyes look more poppy than they might typically
be. But not
be.
For a baby.
Right.
Like a baby already has perfect skin, doughy eyes, eyelashes. Like
it probably doesn't do much.
A filter.
Yeah.
I think we did see her once without it. Remember, she was looking real nonchalant? I don't think she had a filter on.
Oh, yeah, when she was with
time.
Her dad.
And he was like,
yeah.
She's like, she looked just like her daddy right now. She's probably going to grow into looking more like a Kardashian as well. But right now, I don't see no Khloe. All Tristan.
And the baby is so dark, it makes you think, hey, maybe Khloe was half black, like, all along. Like, we really got to talk to OJ.
Well, y'all know what? The word on the street is that Cardi B has been offered over $100,000 for Baby Culture's photos.
Nice.
But has declined all offers.
Is that right?
Yes, she has. She said she prefers privacy over payout.
You know, but I also feel like Cardi could be the type where you ain't gonna be trying to, you know, pay me. She probably gonna drop that original picture, that first one, on her own Instagram. Yeah.
And the dope thing about Cardi B, she's so like everybody else. I wouldn't be surprised if she wanted to go to JCPenney first and get the photo shoot done there.
Right.
And make sure
glamour
it's like
shots.
Right.
Glamour shots.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, well, recently our friend Karrueche Tran spoke about her blossoming acting and modeling career to Paper Magazine. And yo, she's blowing up in Hollywood, yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what else did we find out about her in this article? Somebody out there got a serious foot fetish.
What you mean?
Yo, somebody was ill enough to create a whole Instagram account solely dedicated to her feet.
Are you serious?
Really? Ain't that pretty?
I never noticed her feet until now, but yeah, she does have no feet.
Foot fetish people like long toes.
Do they?
Yeah, there was this foot fetish guy when I first got on Instagram. Let me say, don't go pull up no pictures of my toes. Because I don't think my feet are the cutest.
That's what they going to do.
I know.
Exactly. That you said.
Literally,
it was like, don't do it.
You know they like to do it. I don't think I have the best toes, but this foot fetish person did follow me for the first couple years I was, like, on Instagram. And all of the pictures were, like, a girl's with, like, long toes looking like fingers.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's, like, a real thing. His whole page was just feet.
Maybe he'd like for the toes to grip him on the butt or something like that.
Yeah.
As long as they're not gripping over that shoe, your toes can do whatever. Because once your toes do this to the front of that heel,
you need a bigger shoe boot.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever complimented y'all on a particular body part and just really fixed?
I don't know. You know, back in the day, mine used to be eyes. It used to be that I had big eyes.
You did beautiful
doughy
eyes.
Yeah, they used to just always say I had big, pretty eyes.
And then you turned 7.
Yeah, and then my head grew into my eyes. Right. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Yep, and you don't want to have saggy, wrinkly skin, do you?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Everyone listen up, because you're going to love this Donna Bella Snake Venom 60-second instant facelift. It's here to make sure you keep your face tight and right.
Wow, it's like a real-life skin filter.
Mm-hmm. It features the active ingredient, Vegum, found in snake venom, which instantly tightens and firms your face as soon as you put it on your skin. And that's not all, guys. It's infused with plant stem cell. It reduces the appearance of under-eye bags and visibly diminishes the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. The results are amazing, and they last up to 6 to 8 hours.
Oh, girl, that sounds real exclusive and expensive. How much?
Donna Bella Snake Venom 60-second instant facelift has been priced as high as $499.
What?
But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $34.
Yeah.
Go!
For real?
Yeah. I can afford that.
That's what's up.
That's right.
Okay, Donna Bella.
Just go to morningsave.com and say, make me beautiful, baby.
So up next, would you want your ex to roast you? Well, that's exactly what happened to Bruce Willis, and we'll tell you all about it after the break.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. All right, so moving on. Just when we thought we've heard it all, guess who's at the epicenter of Justin Bieber's whole quest for love?
Who? Jesus?
William Smith. That's Will Smith and Nasty.
Prince?
Yes, that one. So we found out exclusively through our Dish Nation resources that the actor's been giving Justin Bieber advice on how to go from Fresh Prince to Pop King.
So he's really... Okay, y'all remember that movie Will played in? He was like the love coach?
Hitch.
Yeah, so he's really the real life Hitch?
Pretty much. I mean, and then when you look at Will Smith, like how young he was when he came into the game,
mm-hmm.
how many times have you seen him like on The Inquirer or Bossip, like wilding out doing something crazy?
No, nowhere. Because he got married quick, okay, and shut it on down.
A business associate of Smith revealed the young star has been receiving counsel from the actor over the last few years, and he's helped him through his breakup with his ex, Selena Gomez, to popping big question to Haley Baldwin.
Nice.
Really? That's
grown folk things. That's right. All that dating around.
Counselor Will.
Yeah. Sometimes you get to dating around here and there, and that's how all these stories get kept up. Yeah. He got married to Jada. They had a very private life for many years. They're doing a lot of talking now, but they were very private, and that's why we never heard about them.
You got to keep it private as long as much as you can, because the more you put out, the more people going to have something to say, and the more it's going to risk your relationship or somebody being insecure. They said this or they said that, and you believe in this. Don't nobody got time for that.
Remember they were in the press because they said that him and Jada were about to get a divorce?
Yes.
But see, they're a married couple. So if both of them stay quiet and both of them look happy when you see them in the picture.
Amen.
Ain't no trouble in paradise.
Exactly. So say what you want.
That's Jeez. Right. That's right. We good over here in the Smith household. T.I. has made headlines again, child.
Oh, Lord. What
but
happened?
But it's not for what y'all think. He's actually doing something really sweet. It was Tiny's 43rd birthday this past weekend, and the rapper gifted his wife a new convertible loaded with shopping bags in the back from Louis Vuitton, honey.
Ooh. Yes.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, there's some stuff in the back, too, whenever you get time to look at it.
That's so sweet.
So cute. Oh, my gosh. Every girl's dream.
And he's so, like, nonchalant, cool with it. Like,
right.
Talk about how good Tiny looks for 43.
She does.
Oh, yeah. Like, she look good.
She looks bomb for 43.
She know how to keep it tight, honey. If your head's straight, if you straight, you coming right back.
It's such a roller coaster that they take us on as a couple because you don't know if they're breaking up, are they getting a divorce, are they together, are they separate, like, what the hell's going on?
And, you know, again, this goes back to a married couple. We just had that video of him slapping that girl on the butt. We never knew exactly what was going on with that. She didn't fully comment directly to it. He didn't directly comment to it. It's gone. And now you got a car, and they good again.
Well, Tiny, what you fail to understand that there was a gnat on her booty, and I was just trying to do my part as an indigenous man. And just
indigenous man.
You know, it's like, there's always a logical answer with T.I.
I literally feel like I would never win an argument with that man.
At all. I'd be like, you win, bro.
Right?
Well, up next, we're going to find out whose feet has been receiving extra attention. You ain't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Donald and Melania Trump recently met Queen Elizabeth, and of course, Donald Trump was on his best behavior.
Well, of course.
Just kidding. But I think it's protocol to walk beside the Queen, not in front of her like a big doof.
Even as a not being a royal expert, or you know, being an expert on elderly women, don't you always like, you know, she's 92 years old.
Right, and he didn't bow or, I mean, I don't know if men curtsy, I don't think they curtsy, but at least, you know, even when he met her, it was awkward, and he's walking ahead of her. And you're right, take away the fact that she's the queen, she's a 92-year-old woman, and you're just like, where are we going? Oh, what is this giant Cheeto doing in my palace? Right, so we're talking about it, of course, and Hollywood's not staying mum or keeping mum about it either. Alyssa Milano, who is very active on Twitter and very political
on
Twitter.
Not a big fan of Trump.
Oh, no. She says, quote, "This is disgraceful. At real Donald Trump. She's the queen and she's 92 years old. You're incapable of acting like a human being. You're incapable of being a leader."
He has trouble just walking. I mean, music's playing. It's like he wanted to walk to the and he's like, had to slow down for her. You can kind of see him.
Yeah, right.
Come on, Pokey. Keep up here. You're knocking me off the beat.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.